Yeah, I know. But if you had two of them, you might say you got a what? A team?
Well, I've seen them three yokes of them, six oxen. Well, that's what my father-in-law had.
Really?
And Cliff, my brother-in-law, and he used to drive one time for him.
Mm-hmm.
He knew how to drive them, too.
Well, what about the ones that were kind of, they were like horses? Did you ever have them?
Huh?
What about the ones that were like horses that you used to pull? Used to pull with? What'd you call them?
I don't know.
They looked like horses, only they were mules. You ever have mules?
Mules?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you about oxen's team, but my old father is to tell me.
Okay.
That's before the railroad ever was come here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was no railroads here. There was nothing, no big grocery to handle all kind of good stuff. So, you know what they'd do? And more than all these people had their ox teams, yeah. Well, they take one, let's say go about once a month.
Yeah.
To Alabama on them ox, team.
Uh-huh.
One, like, let's see what they'll go this time, and next his friend would go next time. They'd go on them ox, team. They'd go to Alabama, I won't go to Mobile and get their groceries and get their feed for their cattle and one thing or another. And they say they stopped by engines. There's a bunch of engines all over.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the finest people, he said, you ever seen in trees. The engines were. Then they come back, take them 4 days to make the trip. Because they were ox teams, you know. Of course, after the railroad, of course, before the railroad, that fellow old man Ra-Ra, yeah, well, he's buried over there in Guffield. He had a place over there on the beach.
Yeah.
That's the big business here with charcoal and cardboard.
Yeah.
They're the only they couldn't get enough of it. Bakers and all, and hotels and hospitals, that's what they heat. That cardboard and charcoal.
Yeah.
So when you had three schooners there, that bring cut charcoal and cardboard and yarn, and on his way back they bring that stuff, groceries and all. They used to call that a commissary.
Yeah.
And all these fellas, yeah, I was working for them, as they buy all that stuff from them. They didn't have to go to Mobile no more. And finally, that's the while the railroad come in.
I got to take a leak.
Oh. I take my nap every day.
Yeah, I know. That's what I hear.
You see, after you leave, I'm going to go warm a little something to eat.
Yeah.
Then a few minutes after I cool it down.
Yeah.
Because my legs are good.
What did you call a young cow when it's first born? You call it a...
Well, if it's a she, when you call them a yearling.
Yeah. And if it's a she?
And if it's a she, when you call a heifer.
Okay. Yeah, but you call the... both of them together, you call them a what? A cat?
Huh?
Did you ever call them a cat?
Well, if you princess like my Seymour, used to sell all the humans mostly.
Yeah.
Call them yearlings, and then you keep the heifers.
Yeah, but you call them calf, don't you?
Calf, yeah, that's calf.
Okay.